This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me today is Tracy. We are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear of a new place that may be opening up or a new place you've eaten at or a recipe you'd like to share. Or if you just want to chat with us, again, the number is 866-823-1077. We'd also like to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building today. We're at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. You can come on down, have some delicious lunch at Midtown Cafe, and you can watch the show at the same time. And you know, I do want to add, today at Midtown Cafe, they are serving a barbecued lamb in a pita with tzatziki sauce, and it's like an authentic barbecue lamb. It's so good.
Oh,
it is
good.
Very, very good. So come on down, have some lunch. And also, I'd love for you to like us on Facebook. It's Food for Thought with Carol. Like us on there so that you can start getting some updates, because very soon we're setting up some trivia questions on there for you to win some prizes on the Facebook page. So again, Food for Thought with Carol. And so welcome, Tracy.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here today.
Yes, I'm happy you're here too. And Jeannie is having a nice day and night away with her husband, so that's really nice. And so would you like to read off the sponsors?
I would. We're going to thank our sponsors today. So first we have Express Jewelry Center at 44 South Main Street in Concord. ExpressJewelryNewHampshire.com. for precision repair and sales. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions in Bedford and Londonderry. IntegrityFit.com, your coaching solutions company. Also, Belmont Hall and Restaurant, 718 Grove Street in Manchester. BelmontHall.net, top quality foods made fresh for over 50 years. And then, of course, we have Celeste Oliva, 75 South Main Street in Concord. CelesteOliva.com, your source for the freshest premium extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars. And added to their line is fresh pasta and honey. Also, we have Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the green room for our Food for Thought and Kale & Company room here. And official New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com. And last but definitely not least, the Red Arrow Diners in Manchester, Milford, and now open with a drive-through in Londonderry, redarrowdiner.com, which is where we will be tomorrow for a live remote for your ribbon cutting. I'm very much looking forward to that.
Yes, it should be really fun. And J-Dog is going to be on site, too. There's going to be like a big surprise over there. Mm-hmm. So it should be really fun. So we'd love for everybody to come on down to the Londonderry location. It's located right off Exit 5, right off of Route 93, and very easy. You come off the exit, and it's pretty much, you can see it from the exit when you're coming down the ramp. So we're anchored by the New Hampshire State Liquor Store. So, and Bob is not producing today. It's J-Dog back at the station, and I can tell that it's J-Dog because on my screen here, he puts it, today is show number 29.
Ooh,
I know.
It happens so quickly, doesn't it?
It happens very quickly when you're every day. But today's food holiday. Yes. You will never guess what it is.
What is it?
You know, I don't know how they come up with these. Today is National Baked Scallop Day.
That is funny because the magazine that we had in here the other day,
Northeast Flavor.
The magazine that I got to keep had scallops on the front of it, and
I've been
salivating for scallops since then. Well, I want to make some today.
This is your sign. You need to make scallops today.
They're tricky, you know.
They are. They are.
Sometimes I get it just right, and sometimes I don't. Thank goodness for YouTube and all the things that you can try, because you have to get that perfect sear.
It's true.
And
you get
tricky.
If you do them too long, then they get rubbery. And
also,
you know,
they sometimes tend to get, the pan sometimes tends to get watery,
mm-hmm,
if you don't do it right, and
yep,
then they don't sear nicely either.
Correct.
hot or miss
pan.
For me.
Got to be a hot pan. You're right.
Cast iron.
Yeah. We were talking about that with Chef Patrick Hall the other day. But we have a packed show today.
What do we have?
We haven't heard from her for a few weeks because she's had like a major case of laryngitis. Is Linda Thompson, Linda Ditch. She's over in Kansas and she has a food blog. And she went on a cruise and we've been like for 3 weeks now dying to find out how her cruise went and how all the, and she was going to be able to, she was visiting like the chefs and, you know, and all that on the cruise. So I can't wait to hear from Linda. And then we're going to hear from Gary from Congdon's Donuts over in Wells, Maine. And then later in the show, very exciting, we're going to be talking with James Van Praagh. He is a internationally renowned medium and author, and he's going to be on Food for Thought. So, and Jen Graham also. Jen Graham, who's the marketing director of Palace Theater.
That's
yes.
Right.
So we have a packed show.
Nice show today.
So it's National Bake Scallop Day, and it's also World Kidney Day.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Kidney beans.
It just says World Kidney Day.
But it's a food.
Right,
holiday,
so it must
right?
be kidney beans, right?
I had those in my salad yesterday.
Did you?
It was so good. It's a nice way
I
to add some
beans.
Quick protein.
It's true.
Without having to cook up meat.
Yeah, it's
so
true.
So I have a quick thank you I would like to do. Mm-hmm. So I was in Express Jewelry Center last week. And we're just in there chatting, and he cleaned my ring and polished it up, my wedding ring. It looks brand new.
Nice. Don't you love when you do that and it comes out so nice?
I do, but I've had it done, you know, at the mall or wherever you just walk in. And I don't think it's ever looked as nice as it does now. It's been a week, and it's still beautiful
nice.
And shiny. And so I just wanted to say thank you to Dave over Express Jewelry.
That is cool. Let's see here. Okay, and let's just remind people, if you want to have a nice night out, the Manchester Music Community School is putting on a Dancing with the Stars, a local Dancing with the Stars, and there's going to be, you know, some local celebrities that are going to be dancing, and I guess they've been prepping for this for about 4 or 5 weeks. So that is going to be March 19th from 5 to 9, and it's being held at the Radisson Hotel. And we had Chef Rob on yesterday and a representative, Karen, from Manchester Community Music School. And they're going to be serving up all kinds of delicious food that we got to test yesterday.
So it's open to the public?
It's open to the public.
How do you get tickets?
You get tickets at Manchester Community Music School. And I'm pretty sure, you know, we didn't say this yesterday, but I bet the Radisson must be selling tickets too right at their front desk.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. I would love to see something.
Yes.
I think it's more interesting to see something like that in person. I mean, I love watching it on TV,
right.
But to sit there and really see it in person and see all the beautiful costumes and
I know,
all of that.
I know. Must
so
be wicked
would
cool
be really
to be there.
Exciting.
And, of course, like you said, the Londonderry ribbon cutting tomorrow. Let me see here. What do you have over there?
I have something interesting that I was reading about. I enjoy wine, as we were talking about that. A lot of people do. Some people are concerned about sulfides that are in them. And I've been reading a lot about that lately.
Ooh.
And sulfides are added into it as a preservative. Mm-hmm. But some wine companies don't add it. But it is a kind of a natural byproduct of the production of wine. So there are some sulfites in all wine, I understand, and a lot of other foods as well. But there is a company out of South Africa that has created a wine that is not made from oak. It's not in processed and everything with oak. It is rubose wood.
Really?
Which is a native wood, I believe, to South Africa. And so it still does have sulfides, but much less. So it's great for people. And it's not, I guess the reason why they put sulfides, you know, contain sulfide on the bottle is because people with allergies, especially asthma, I think are highly more susceptible mm-hmm. to it. So they have to put it on the bottle. So it's not a big deal. We have them in everything that we, you know, a lot of different things that we eat. But for people who are really looking for something that is lower in sulfides, this rubose, R-O-O-I-B-O-S wine
Now, can you get it locally? Like you can?
I'm not sure. It's something that I found it online, and it is the wine company is called Audacia, A-U-D-A-C-I-A, Audacia Wine. So I know that it did mention that they were starting to export it and everything. I heard specifically China, but I don't know if it's getting here yet. So I thought that was interesting.
You know what we can do when we're at the Red Arrow tomorrow morning? We can go next door to the New Hampshire State Liquor Store, the new one, and see if it's in there. It's like attached to the diner. How convenient is that?
We have a little homework to do tomorrow.
Okay, let's see here. You know what? I just have a couple scallop trivia. It's kind of cool.
Okay.
Did you know that bay scallops have 18 pairs of eyes? 18.
No, I did not know that.
I did not either. They have 18 pairs of eyes set in their mantle along the margin of the shell. Kind of interesting.
Yes.
And they have a short lifespan of only about 1 to 2 years.
I'm trying to picture all these little eyes. Now, are bay scallops the bigger ones? Or the smaller ones?
I think bay are the smaller ones. Yeah,
right?
Sea scallops are the bigger ones.
So yes. Do they have more eyes?
I don't know. I wonder, right? let me see. The world catch of scallops is about 1 million tons. Wow.
That's because they're so yummy.
Yep, that's true.
I like to put them in a salad. The little one, the little
like sauteed and then
sauteed them with a little bit of tiny bit of butter or olive oil or butter infused olive oil.
Butter infused olive oil from Celeste Oliva, definitely.
Exactly, and just saute them up a little bit and throw them right in my salad. My kids eat it too; they love them.
You're kidding?
Nope.
Your kids like scallops?
Oh my gosh, my kids will eat anything. They love sushi too.
What? I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, oh they're good eaters.
That's fantastic. All right. You are listening to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building right in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. And we are going to go on a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Linda Ditch there and back again, her blog spot. And you can also check it out right now if you'd like. It's Linda A. Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N .blogspot.com. She has a great blog. So stay tuned and we'll be back with Linda.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Nice music. Welcome back. I know, right? Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me today is Tracy. And we are live at the Beacon Building right in downtown Manchester, right at 814 Elm Street. And if you haven't had lunch yet, you can come on down to Midtown Cafe and have some barbecue lamb is on the menu today, and it really is good. I stole a couple pieces, and it's nice and tender, and it is delicious. So, and without any further ado, we are going to welcome back. I'm so excited to talk to her to hear about her cruise and all the culinary events that she attended. Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi. How are you, Carol?
I am good. How are you?
I have a voice. I can talk.
You know, I cannot believe that you had laryngitis for that long. That is
I wasn't able to talk for about 2 weeks. It was a squeak and a whisper. Well, at first there was nothing. And I didn't even realize I had laryngitis until I had called someone to get some information for an article I was writing. And when they answered the phone, I started to talk and nothing came out.
Isn't that weird how that happens?
I'm trying desperately to let them know. Yes, and they're going, hello, hello.
Oh, my God. That must be like an odd feeling. Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, we missed you. We missed hearing.
Thank you. I'm listening to you guys. And Tracy, I have a tip for those scallops.
Oh, you do?
Oh, you do. Please share.
Well, one really important thing when you're searing scallops to get that really good sear is to make sure you dry them off really well. Take some paper towels and really pat them dry.
Okay.
And make sure they're good and dry. And that's true with any meat, truthfully. If you want to get a really good sear, you need to really pat it dry with some paper towels and get it nice, the surface nice and dry, and that'll help you get that good sear.
Thank you. I'm going to give that a try next time. Appreciate it.
And they also help from the wateriness in the skillet while you're cooking too.
So. Yes, that's so frustrating. You're trying to get it all nice and get the pan hot, and then it just fills with water. So well,
and also you don't want to put too many at a time. I mean, make sure there's a good gap between each one, because when, and this happens too with any kind of meat, if you're browning stew meat or anything like that, you'll, if you put too much in the pan, they're so close together, the air can't and the heat can't circulate well around them. And the next thing you know, this liquid comes out and you're steaming your meat instead of searing it. So,
well, that's what I'm doing wrong, especially when I make the small bay scallops for a salad. I just throw them all in there.
Yeah, make sure you've got a good gap between each one, and then you should be all set.
Thank you.
There you go. Sure. That's a great tip. And, you know, who better to get it from is Linda, because she cooks all the time.
Exactly.
I do. I cook. I write. I watch. I read. I do everything. Food is my life almost.
So, Linda, we need to talk about your, because I went onto your blog and I saw your adventures on your cruise. So let's talk a little bit about that. How exciting was that?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I didn't think a cruise was really my style. It wasn't really the kind of vacation I thought I would enjoy. I'm not a swimming. I can swim, but I'm not that big into swimming and snorkeling and parasailing and all those things.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, you know, but I'd always heard the food was great. So I thought, well, let's just see how great it is. And you know what? It's amazing. There is amazing food. I was on the Carnival Magic, and the food was just out of this world amazing.
And there's lots of choices, right?
There are.
I haven't been.
What's nice is, you know, just for your regular day, they have the buffets for breakfast and lunch, or you can order food in your room. You know, it's funny. Room service is included in the price. So you can order a room service anytime you want, and you know, and all you're paying is maybe tip the person bringing the food to you. You know, and so you can room service at the buffets. There's pizza shops. There's burgers and hot dogs. There's you know, all those different kinds of things. And then at dinner, you get to choose. You can they give you a list of menu items. On one side is what's there every day. And the other side is are dishes that change daily. And you can try unusual things like frog legs or escargot, which their escargot, by the way, is to die for. It was perfectly cooked. It's delicious. But you can pick. And if you get an appetizer you don't like, you can ask for another one. That's the great thing about cruising. The food is unlimited. So, you know, I had one of my nephews would order about four shrimp cocktails every day because he loved it so much. And then he'd order two entrees just to try something unusual and then have something he really liked. And then he'd get dessert.
you can eat as much as you want. Yep.
Well, that's something I wasn't aware of. I've never been on a cruise myself. And you would think that with all of those people, it would be really hard to have a lot of variety and, you know, so many different things for people to have and have as much as they want. Now, did you get to chat with the chefs?
I did. I talked with the head chef, and I also talked with the food and beverage manager and the beverage manager about things about what happens on board the ship. They get about 350 pallets of food loaded on for every cruise.
Whoa.
Which at a cost in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And they have to plan for not only the length of the cruise, but they plan for about 3 days extra just in case weather or for some reason they're delayed getting back into port. So they make sure they have plenty of food on board. And this ship had two galleys. It had two mirror image galleys on the third deck. So, you know, one galley on one side, one on the other, that would service the two dining rooms, the steakhouse, the Italian restaurant, the pub. There was the Red Frog pub on board. It serviced all the food out of those two galleys. And one of the fun things that I did is I signed up to do the chef's table, which is you sign up right when you get on board because it's a limited space. And it's about 12 people, and if they have enough sign up, they'll do it two or three times during the cruise. But it's a dinner for 12 people, and they set up a dining table in somewhere on the ship that's not in the regular dining room. In this case, they put our dining table in the galley where they were doing the food preparation.
That must have been so cool, Linda.
It was amazing. We started off in the in a dance club that was, you know, not open yet for the night, and we had champagne and four appetizers. Then we went to the galley, had three courses, took a tour of the galley, had three more courses, all with wine. It was amazing. The food was outrageous. I haven't had a chance. I want to put it up on the blog. I have pictures of the food and what we had and talk about it. Some of the stuff I didn't even know what I was eating, but it was delicious. I loved every bit of it.
Now tell us about what it was like to be in the galley. There must have been so many people hustling around preparing things, and it's just so. I mean, there must be so many employees to make all that food. What was it like?
Well, what was fun, they kind of had us off to the side in an area that wasn't quite so busy, but there were still a lot of waiters coming back and forth carrying trays stacked high with covered plates full of food. Each of the dining rooms has a kitchen where they finish things off, so they get it pretty much ready to go in the galley, and then they take it upstairs to finish it off and serve it. And so, it was fun because, you know, here's the executive chef, and if something didn't quite look right, he'd very calmly walk over and make them correct it without trying to make too much of a show, I'm sure, in front of all of us who were watching. But it was busy, but it was a controlled busyness, you know, right. Controlled chaos. Lots of right. things happening at once, but everybody was doing their job and had their plan. The interesting thing to me, having been in restaurant kitchens all over the place, but the fact that you cannot cook with live fire on a cruise ship.
Ooh.
So there's no flame. There were no, you know, I'm used to being in a restaurant kitchen with flames flying up everywhere from the grill or the gas range where the cooking is going on. And on a cruise ship, it has to be all electric because fire is the biggest safety concern on a cruise ship.
And
so they don't allow any live fire.
Isn't that one of a chef's, you know, very particular things, is they like to cook? It's almost essential to cook with fire.
Exactly. And so,
all
of these chefs have had to adjust to electric cooktops, and then their grill, they have a water-heated grill.
Oh.
And so it's the heat from the water underneath is what heats the grill. The actual grill part, to where, you know, the steaks and everything all have grill marks and everything like you expect, but it's not from flames, it's from the heated water underneath.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was really something to see. So
that's interesting. I need to ask you, Linda, about the Red Frog Pub.
Yeah, I don't know if it's on every Carnival cruise ship, but.
Well, it sounds like you had a fun time at it.
Oh, it was great. I had been doing an interview with all the food people. We all gathered and to do an interview for a newspaper article I was doing, and I asked, what's the most popular cocktail on the ship? And the beverage director, Keith, told me that it was the Fun Ship Special. And he said, have you tried it yet? And I said, no. I said, it has pineapple in it, and I can't have pineapple because I'm allergic. And he looked at me and kind of shook his head, and he said, well, Linda, we can make it without the pineapple juice. and so he said, bring your family, come into the Red Frog Pub, and you can try one, and I want you to try the food. And that pub was a great place. They do pub trivia. The Fun Ship Special is an amazing cocktail. The recipe's on my blog.
I am reading it right now. How many of those did you have?
Oh, yeah, well...
You don't have to tell
me. I couldn't walk out of the pub, but it's a good thing that this was like the last day before we went back into port, or I would have never left the pub, because the pub grub that they had conch fritters that were wonderful, and they had these Indian roll-ups, and I can't think of the name of them. They're on the blog, but that had chicken with Indian spices in it. It was so good.
Curry chicken and dipped in a mango chutney.
Yes. I loved that. It was so good. And they also had coconut shrimp and barbecue beef sliders. And so all this different food and then, you know, any cocktail you could want. But the pub has its own beer. It has its own ale.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And Keith told me that it's actually made for them by Anheuser-Busch, but it's specific to the Red Frog Pub. It's their beer. So the only place you can get it is on the ship.
Wow. That is cool. Oh, my gosh.
It was. Linda, this is about all the food on the ship itself. Did you go into restaurants on port? Any great places to talk about there?
Well, what's funny is I didn't actually eat, go to like restaurants in the port, but I did do two fun excursions. One I did was called the Tequila Experience.
Ooh.
And it was in Cozumel, and they took us on this in minivans to a place called Discover Mexico, which is like a place that talks about the history of Mexico. And Jose Cuervo had special tasting rooms set up. And we went in. Well, first of all, we get off the bus, and it's like 9:45 in the morning, and they hand you a margarita. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm on vacation. Okay.
Of course.
We're drinking margaritas at 9:45 in the morning. But they took you inside, and it's really made, it's like doing a wine tasting, but it's with tequila. And people usually think of tequila in cocktails or doing the shot with the lime and the salt. And usually those are done with cheaper tequilas because, you don't want to mix a really nice tequila in a cocktail.
Right.
But this was talking about, tequilas are aged in oak barrels just like wine. How long they're aged gives it a different flavor. And we had three different tequilas to sip and taste, and you go through the flavors just like you would with a wine. One's smoky, one's got a fruitiness to it, all of those kind of things. And it was really interesting. I never thought of tequila that way. And so we did this, and there's some very nice sipping tequilas that you're not going to do a shot, but you do just kick back and just sip and relax and enjoy a nice beverage that way.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, and then we got mango margaritas.
Oh, those
were
sound
fun.
Really good.
And then a guava margarita. And by the time I left, I was like, okay, I can't have any more tequila.
All done with tequila. So what was the other excursion you went on?
The other one I did was salsa and salsa.
Ooh.
And this was in Progreso. Well, they took us into a city called Meridia, which I'm not pronouncing it the way they do in Mexico, but that's the way it looks. And they took us to a hotel there, and we took lessons in making two different kinds of salsas and guacamole. And then they taught us the salsa dance.
Ooh,
and that
that's
was a
cool.
lot of fun.
That is fun. Oh, my gosh. I would have really enjoyed that.
But closer to Cinco de Mayo, I'm going to be posting those salsa recipes and guacamole recipes on my blog. And I am going to post about the tequila experience as well, because I have the mango margarita recipe, and I think everybody would enjoy that, too.
Definitely.
So that's going to go up soon. So.
Spring around the corner for sure. So
yeah.
For those of you tuning in, you are listening to Food for Thought. We're live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street. And Linda, I want to say thank you for calling in. Listeners, you can follow her on her awesome blog There and Back Again. You can find it at lindaathompson.blogspot.com and check it out. Linda, we'll be talking to you next week.
I'll talk to you then.
Very good. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. You're listening to Food for Thought, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back, Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester, 814 Elm Street. You can give us a call at any time. The number is 866-823-1077. And we're back. I see you have a little pile of stuff over there. What would you like to share?
I do. So everybody's always trying to find ways to reduce stress or manage their stress. And on days like yesterday, it seems like all you need is the sunlight to reduce stress.
I know. Wasn't it? Yes. Been so beautiful.
And
oh
then
gosh.
Today is so
I know.
Windy
Freezy.
And cold. And so that causes stress.
Mm-hmm. Just, it does.
But I was reading, and you always hear about different ways to manage stress and food or exercise. But very specifically, I found this interesting, especially we were talking about oatmeal the other day.
Yeah.
One of the things that you can reduce stress with is having a bowl of oatmeal in the morning.
You're kidding.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not kidding. It actually boosts your serotonin, and serotonin is calming to the brain. So besides being healthy and sticking with you for the day, it also can help.
Have your oatmeal.
Yes.
See, I love that. And, you know, I really do like oatmeal. And, yeah, Jeannie and I were talking about it, like the steel-cut, you know, steel-cut oats. And I love those.
I was afraid of them because I just grew up on Instant. That's all I knew. I'm like, what do you do? And it's really so simple. And one of my favorite things that I have done with them, and my husband loves this as well, is just, you know, you cook them up. You throw them into a bowl with, you know, fresh fruit, either blueberries. I love putting blueberries in everything. And any kind of nut, I always put like a little bit of like slivered almonds were my favorite.
I'm not an almond person, but
You know what? I don't like to eat them whole, but it's so, you have to just maybe try it one time. Just a few little slivered almonds in it. And I knew you were talking about possibly honey, but what I use is just a teaspoon of maple syrup, or real maple syrup. And you just drizzle that over there, mix it all up. It is amazing. It's almost like dessert.
You know what? I'm going to have that for breakfast tomorrow morning. I have to try that because I have some steel-cut oats, and especially if it's going to help with stress, you can't go wrong.
Yep. Put a little bit of nuts in there, whatever you do like for the protein, and it's really a good, well-rounded breakfast, and it's going to help relieve your stress.
I know. I mean, that's a win-win, and J-Dog just chimed in and said, Tracy's psychic because he had oatmeal this morning for breakfast.
And hopefully he is very little stressed today.
Yeah. J-Dog, how's your stress level?
Since I had the oatmeal with peanuts and polliner apricot spread.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm doing quite well, with the exception, of course, of this wind that Tracy was talking about. So.
That will cause anybody stress.
That will, absolutely. But no, I had oatmeal. I usually have oatmeal on Wednesday and Friday nights for dinner. So.
Jade, you're too cute. So what I want to know is how come your schedule changed today? What happened? Because don't you usually juice?
I only got 5 hours of sleep last night. So I got up at, I went to bed at 10 or 11 and got up at 2 or 3 in the morning and just decided, okay, I'm up. Might as well just see what's up. And then around 6 or 7 o'clock or so, I decided to have some oatmeal. So I got the old-fashioned oats from Quaker Oats, and I put it in the microwave for 2 minutes and 35 seconds and put in, you know, usually I put in cinnamon, brown sugar, and... craisins, but I put craisins in today along with the polliner apricot spread and also peanuts, so I decided to change it up just a little
bit. That's very different. So,
and
I
juiced
that.
My fruits and veggies a little bit later on before I came here today. So.
Let me guess, the wind woke you up at 3 o'clock in the morning?
I think it did, yeah.
It woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I thought my house was going to blow over.
Yeah.
It was pretty loud.
It was.
I mean,
yeah,
it was really loud. Yeah, definitely.
So I have some more stress management foods. Asparagus, which is actually loaded with folic acid, and folic acid is a mood-enhancing nutrient.
And I love asparagus. I just love asparagus. But, you know, like in a stir-fry, you have to have asparagus in a stir-fry.
You know, that's something you mentioned that the other day, and that's not something I have ever put into a stir-fry, and
you
I love
can.
It too.
Really?
I always buy two huge bunches, and this is one thing my kids are not crazy about. They ate it, but they have like this tiny little bit. They're like, okay, I'll have three sticks, you know, slivers of asparagus, and then I eat all the rest of it. It's so good.
And do you like them when they're thicker, or do you like them when they're thin?
Either or. Mostly I'm going to love the tips, but it's just about cooking them right. Just
true.
Nice and crisp, just a little bit soft.
Right.
I like do olive oil, of course, and season them and broil them. That's my favorite way.
See, I don't like the thick ones. I like the thin ones. So when I see them at the grocery store, you know, and they're thin, I'll grab like a couple bunches for sure. So, yeah. But yesterday, Chef Rob was here, and for that Dancing with the Stars event at the Radisson on the 19th, they're going to be serving. He had here in studio, he had some asparagus wrapped in prosciutto, drizzled with some balsamic glaze.
Oh, I missed that.
Yes, it was really good. All right. Well, you are listening to Food for Thought. And when we come back, we're going to be hearing from Gary from Congdon's Donuts in Wells, Maine. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.